A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June the 19th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about controversy over voter registration.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration ahead of the 2018 election.
Opposition parties and the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, or ZESNI, have raised serious concern over the reintroduction of the requirement for proof of residence for voter registration by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC. ZESNI notes that the initial proposal in the draft voter registration regulations to scrap the need for the proof of residence was a welcome development, given that in the past, stringent requirements resulted in the disenfranchisement of significant numbers of people.
The MDC says a democratic, free and fair election entails that all eligible voters, without exception, are not disenfranchised through a cumbersome and difficult process of registering as voters. ZEC has published a draft statutory instrument stating that it is mandatory for all prospective voters to produce a proof of residence, and efforts to get a comment from ZEC chairperson Justice Rita Makarau were futile as a mobile phone went unanswered.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, Uganda, esikhuluma ngakho, sikhuluma ngakhona kuye ukuthi abantu bayabhalisa ukuvota kugwalo oluzalungiswa yiZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Yes, siyakwazi ukuthi kule mtshina ezabe isetshenziswa lo nyaka ukuthi abantu babhaliswe ugwalo lolu, kodwa okunye okungani kuyadingakala yokuthi umuntu nxa elesithupha sakhe ngahamba ye, kodwa kuphinde kufunakale khonoko ukuthi kumele utsho ukuthi uhlala ngaphi, kuthiwa yi-proof of residence ngesikhiwa. So ke nxa ungelakho phela ukuthi utsho ukuthi uhlala ngaphi, ungeke wabhalisa, ngoba ama-polling station lawa uyabe usiyavota lapho ubhalise khona. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngakhonoko, ngoba iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ingani siphume lesiqondiso ezibhalwe kuthiwa i-Electoral Voter Registration Regulations 2017. Ezikubeka sobala sibili ukuthi kumele ube kwazi ukuthi ukhiphe khonoko kuthiwa i-proof of residence. Ngani kunjalo ke iblessing?
Wongukahama wadiwa nasi tilawo titinge tichitarisa nenyaya yegadziriro yesarudzo dza 2018. Paine kuchema-chema kuri kuitwa nemasangano akaita seZimbabwe Election Support Network nemamwe mapato ezvematongerwo enyika anopikisa akaita sana MDC vari kuti havasi kufaraiwo nedanho rekutorwa neZEC, rekuti kana munhu achida kunyoresa kuti anga achivhota anofanira kuuya nemagwaro anoratidza kuti ari kugara kupi, kana kuti yatingati proof of residence. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is political analyst, those RPF leaning, Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu. Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
And thanks for joining us. Mr. Chirumanzu, there's a statement here from the MDC about this requirement for proof of residence. And they are saying, and I quote, we are acutely aware of the fact that the ZANU-PF regime is already sensing a crushing and humiliating defeat in next year's election. And as such, they are trying to influence ZEC to make it extremely difficult for most people to register to vote. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it's just a question of maybe not fully understanding what is supposed to be done. Like in any event, I mean, you know, it is the Zimbabweans that are going to decide their future. But now the question is, how do you identify a Zimbabwean? Of course, one needs to have an ID. And then if the procedure is that one has to have a proof of residence, if one is a Zimbabwean, do you think that will stop him or her not to vote? I don't think so. So I think it's just a question of, I mean, for all Zimbabweans to participate and do what is required by the government. If they want to remove ZANU-PF from government, they will do. If they want to vote for ZANU-PF, definitely they will do, mm-hmm. irrespective of that one does not have an ID or not. But if the requirement says one needs to bring his own ID and a proof of residence, honestly, I don't think there is a problem in that.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Chirumanzu, how do you prove that you live at a certain place, let's say in Mbare?
I'm not an authority to tell you, but I think you need to contact ZEC. But if there are any, in fact, ZEC will tell people how it is supposed to be done. And therefore, those who are political animals will definitely do as required.
In the past, when we were registering yourself, how did it happen? Did they ask you about proof of your residence?
You are asking me that in my case, when I registered to vote, are you not a Zimbabwean?
How did you vote yourself? Yeah. Yes, but I'm asking you a question.
No, but I mean, you're asking a Zimbabwean. You are also a Zimbabwean. You need to know how we have been conducting our elections. Unless you tell me that you never voted yourself, then maybe I'll be in a position to explain that.
Yeah, maybe for the benefit of young people who have not registered, when you are doing it yourself, did they ask you, Mr. Chirumanzu, where do you stay? And can you give us the proof?
No, this is a new system.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to this system which they want to do or to for the electorate to practice, mm-hmm. there was no proof of residence.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a question of for an ID and what that is where one would have registered to vote. And then that was it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Vachirumanzu, vamwe vari kuchema-chema kakuti vamwe vanhu vanogara mumadhorobha umu vanenge vachiroja kuti vawane proof of residence yacho zvinenge zvinonetsa. Vamwe kumareserva uko vanopikisa vanoti dzimwe nguva madzishi vanoramba kutinyorera matsamba kuti tiende kunoregista. Munoti kudini mashoko iwayo?
Ndinofunga pachangu ndokunonzi jumping the gun. Handifungi kuti izvozvo zvinganetsa kuti iwe kana uchirodya pamba pavajonga kandemire mungazotadza, vajonga kandemire vangazotadza kunyora kuti aiwa munhu irodya pamba pangu. And again, zvokuti ishe, again, izvozvo ndofunga exaggeration. Because vanhu vanogara kumasabhuku. Masabhuku kana ariwo anofanira kutaura kuti hongu uyu munhu ari munzvimbo yangu, handifungi kuti zvinhu zvinonetsa izvo. Zvinongofanana nezvagara zvichiitika mazuva ano, pokuti ma-non-governmental organizations ava vanopa vanhu zvikafu, vobvunza kuti ndizvo here munhu anogara muno. Kuna macommittees atoti ward development committee, vanenge vachipa umboko kuti hongu munhu anogara muno.
Saka
kana zvichinge zvanzi, vanhu ivo vamapati vavabvumirana kana kuti hurumende yati iyo, aiwa tinoda kuti maelections edu aitwe nomutoo uyu, handifungi kuti mutoo wakaoma uyo wokuti munhu arejiste kana kutaura kuti inini ndinogara panhamba yakati mustriti yakati mudhorobha rakati.
So but if there is this new requirement, don't you think that there are people who are likely to be disenfranchised, you know, like maybe failing to actually register at the end of the day? What's your opinion, you know, that kind of thing?
No, this is what I'm saying. Those who we call political animals, those who are interested in exercising their civil rights, definitely they will do. It's just a question, like, if I may give an example of those people who go to church. Definitely they wake up early, bath, eat breakfast, pay their fees if they are to use the transport, buy fuel if they are to use their own private cars, and then they will go to church. Those who wish to participate in the election of a new government, definitely they will do.
Mr. Chirumanzu, are you at all surprised that opposition parties are complaining and alleging that ZANU-PF wants to rig elections?
No, you know what? I'm much, much surprised and much disappointed Because, you know, with the opposition parties, they are always cry babies. If the situation calls for registration of the electorate through their respective landlords or form of proof through the city council bills and so forth, this is the message they must start telling their supporters that this is the way to go. And I will tell you that ZANU-PF right now is telling its members that, no, look, if you want to vote for us, this is what you are supposed to do. And definitely you will see ZANU-PF is going to conscientize. It is already conscientizing its people. So instead for MDC and these other parties to be crybabies, they are simply supposed to tell their members and their supporters that this is the requirement.
Thank you, Mr. Chirumazu. Do stay on the line. Regatende kuna mkoma Peter. Magadi mkoma Peter.
Kufala, magadi mkoma.
Aywa, tiripoti peo pungwa zenyu nyayari muda roma inzwai. Ngati vure vure.
Ya, ndiriku inzwa nyayari muga ngo ya inyayari norwa zaskuru.
Chii jinorwa za.
Inyayari. Apa nyaya inorwadza ndeyekuti emapproof of residence. Inyaya chaita kuti vanhu vazhinji vatadze kuregista kuvhota. Ndomuka kuti nde inzira yaonekwa nebato rezanupiyefu. Kuti vachitotanga kutorigama elections. Asati atanga. Nekuti vanhu vazhinji zvatoziva kana imunozviziva imi zvafanira kumamisha uko. Zongo pa mfanzo kumamisha vanhu where can I get a proof of residence mnyari kumusha kugundongosa pwana sabhuku nekuti sabhuku hanga zombopi munhu asiri we ZANU-PF tsamba kuti mugari wemuno kuti anoregister because anoziva kuti munhu iyeye achavhotera pari nemubato wesiri ZANU-PF saka it's totally unfair. And it's undemocratic again. Iwo vazoda kuchinja chinja zvinhu wai izvo zvinhu kana isusu kuti tine bumbiro remutembo rinotaura zvinhu zviri clear clear kuti kana zvinhu zvakaitika zvinofamba nenzira yakaita seii ii ndinoona sekuti vanhu vebata reZANU-PF they are sensing a defeat, a total defeat in 2018. So as a result, they are trying to make the situation difficult for my supporters and my opposition to register. And we are saying, God, I know that he is singing for his supper, and there's no way out. He can say, he is not going to be able to do it. Usually down, and then they started doing machines. Some are too rough. Yes, yes, you go to Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Variko, Varutambura. You go to Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Variko, Varutambura. You go to Malawi, Varutambura. You go to South Africa, Varutambura. You get everywhere. Simply because running away from the troubles, from the motherland, that is not what we fought for. We fought for the democracy of the country. We fought for every Zimbabwean to have the right to vote, to choose the leader of their own choice, not to be forced in the frog march to the polling station. That is the utter nonsense.
I want to attend a school room, Peter. Nare au inova inenge apa ya kata. I think we have our second guest, that is Honorable Tawita Kumalo, MDCT legislator and deputy spokesperson. Honorable Kumalo, good evening.
Evening.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gibbs.
Honorable Kumalo, we see that there is a statutory instrument that actually proposes that anyone wants to be part of the voting process in Zimbabwe or just to cast your vote. You need to actually give evidence of your proof of residence. if you have to go to ZEC there. So why is this thing coming now?
It is a sign that ZANU-PF is agitating, and they are realizing that a number of people are going to register as voters, especially the youth. And 99.9% of those youths do not own properties. Neither do they have accounts, bank accounts, because they've never worked. Neither do they have accounts at any clothing stores, because they can't afford it. So ZANU is agitating, and we're saying as the MDC, that is so wrong. Every Zimbabwean who possesses a national identity card is a Zimbabwean, because how then do they give them those IDs if they're not Zimbabweans? Let's use the ID as the source of residential. Why should anyone prove where they stay when almost 80% of our Zimbabweans are now squatters after ZANU-PF destroyed their homes? So they must not play with people's minds. Give the people their right to choose a leader of their choice. And they must not be forced to do things that will stop them from practicing their democratic right. So ZEC must heed the plight of the people. It's an open secret that ZANU-PF destroyed people's homes. People are squatters. And the number of people, of the youths that are not registered, is too high. So they are trying to stop the youth from voting, and we're saying no to that.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Achirumanzu?
Well, it is of much interest to hear Honorable Kumalo say this. I think if we are to remember how in 1980 we voted, the system or the procedure has been changing now and then. Recently, them included, that is the MDC included, there was this BVR which was introduced. This was never used before. So these are just new methods and procedures. But if you still remember, again, MDC was not interested in BVRC, but recently their leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, applauded that, this Chinese company that got the contract, this BVC, BVR is okay. So, sometimes it is very difficult to discuss these issues with the MDC. Like I said prior on that, they are always crybabies. On a serious note, how can an honorable member of parliament say Zimbabweans are squatters? This is unbelievable. Zimbabweans, if you check their IDs, it's either you were born in a town. If not, you find that your ID has got a section or a field where your chief is included, your crawl head is included, or village head. So if you were born and are residing in rural areas, definitely the village head is going to authenticate that, this person is above 18, he is registered. Well, that won't be his duty to find out whether he is registered or not. If I may, if you may give me time to explain further, the village head is only there to authenticate that particular individual resides in his village, and that's his job. And then the election body now will make sure that is this guy registered to vote or not, and then that's it. So you find that there are so many players before the final results are announced. So I don't see the reason why people are making this, an issue. You just tell your voters to register and do what they, the party, that is the Honorable Kumalo included, would want these elections to be conducted. So there is no need for you to pronounce your stance to the public rather than dealing with this issue in the House of Parliament.
Comrade Jurumanzu, thank you very much for your comment. And people like you are the people that are destroying the lives of Zimbabweans, because wherever you are, I'm sure you are shooting a movie where you are just a director, but you are not the survivor of that movie. First and foremost, the issue as a way of correction. The issue of the BVR was the idea of the MDC, which ZANU-PF did not want. There was a heated debate in Parliament when ZANU-PF was refusing the
CRDP. Fine, I fully agree with that. Even if the ZANU-PF didn't want it, but they finally agreed, or maybe they finally saw the light at the end of the day, which you brought.
It is my turn. I gave you the time to talk. Let me talk. I want to respond to you. When you're talking to me, I was listening to you. Let's be gentlemen and lady enough for us to understand each other.
Okay,
and then the
ahead.
Issue of new methods. Yes, life is dynamic. We are now in a global village. Things are changing and are very liquid. We have a right as the Zimbabweans to demand what is trending out there, especially to avert the rigging that you do as ZANU-PF. So we are the brainchild of the PVR as the MDCT. The issue of squatters, Comrade Chirumanzu, we have ZANU-PF destroying people's homes, including Comrade Chink's home was destroyed by ZANU-PF. So when you're talking of squatters, come to Zimbabwe and see it for yourself. Don't see Zimbabwe on top of a bin when you're outside Zimbabwe. We have people who are now homeless, and some of the people are lodgers, some of them are tenants. Some of them could be residing in homes of people who don't believe in their political affiliations. Those people will deny those people to give them proof of residence. Talking of identifications, it states the home where I come from. Now, is it a crime for me from coming from Lupane and working in Bulawayo? Are you now telling me I have no right to vote in Bulawayo, even if I'm a squatter, a tenant, or a lodger? I have a right to do that. It is my constitutional right to choose the polling station of my choice. My ID should not deny me the right to vote in the area where I'm in because I'm looking for a job. As we are speaking now, our people have no jobs. They are leaving the rural areas to come in IK living in town because things are tight. So don't deny them the right to vote in whatever city that they are in where they are trying to IK living. Talking of village heads and whatever, Comrade Chirumanzu, it is on record. That is ZANU-PF. As ZANU-PF, you are using the village heads to bully people to vote ZANU-PF. You are literally forcing people to a polling station behind their village head to make sure that they vote for you. That is called political rape when it comes to somebody who wants to exercise their right. So village heads have no play in here. In 1980, when we liberated ourselves from the colonialist, we came home and we voted using our IDs. And why didn't they demand the proof of residence? We are saying the ID confirms that I'm a Zimbabwean. Where I stay is neither here nor there. Use the ID that I was given by your government, your crooked government, as proof for me to register under the PVR.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Regaiti tore mwe mutereri mukoma Taonga muchemwa makadi. Mukoma Taonga? Mukoma Taonga muripo here? Nare mukoma Taonga inenge haisina kumira zvakanaka. Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So we've got some people that are sending messages on Facebook, mm-hmm. and one of them is a person who's always contributing mm-hmm. to our show. And the name is Mehlule Limoyo. Mm-hmm. He says, but Zimbabweans, we are not ready to fix our country. ZEC is controlled by ZANU-PF, and we expect ZEC to clean the voters' roll. We are just a big joke. And then we've got Manzi Diego Bruce, who says, thanks for giving us this program. And then Itai Mareberwa says, oh, we are enjoying your program, guys. So thank you so much for those that have actually joined us. So I'll go to you, Mr. Chirumanzu. So as Mehluleli Moyo is stating here, he's saying ZANU-PF has got a lot to do with the ZEC kind of, you know, programs. So at the end of the day, he's saying Zimbabweans are wasting time. Whether they want to change anything or whatsoever, they're not going to do it because ZANU-PF is in control. How true is that?
No, well, I don't believe in the easy assertion because at the end of the day, this voting issue is a wholesome when it comes to the political parties. You know, like what the Honorable Kumalo was saying, that, you know, look, it was the idea to bring in this BVR issue. At the end of the day, of course, there were some arguments here and there,
until maybe ZANU-PF agrees to it, if what she says is the truth. Now ZANU-PF is also bringing another dimension. So it is up to the parliamentarians to apply their minds, if it makes sense, and then that's it. And I think we also need to know and understand that when it comes to voting, there is this issue of, you know, what the base is. So I doubt whether we are going to have a squatter as a voting. Because if you are a squatter in that particular ward, so be it, you are going to vote. But then, tough luck if you cannot prove that you are a squatter in this particular place.
So hold on there, Mr. Chirumanzu. Hey, Baba Chuma, kunjani?
No, sikhona njani nani wami?
Kusiphile kakhulu Chuma, kudala sakugcina kathi usaphila.
Ngiyaphila, ngisaphendula phela, ngiyazamela pha kanye nalibambeki.
Hayi, siyaxolisa, sasiqanda inqeso wahamba kwelinye ilizwe ukuthi uyedinga umsebenzi. Anti kuyahlupha yini zibaba?
Baba kunzima kuzela msebenzi odinga vele kawuthekho.
So akuphosela lakho lapho ngezekhi zokuthiwa izekhi idinga ukuthi abantu babe le-proof of residence. Kuhamba njani khonokho?
Baba.
Ngithi izekhi lapho idinga ukuthi abantu nxa sebesiyabhalisa ukuthi bavote, kumele ukuthi utshengisele ingwalo kumbe ngithi ama-documents okuthi wena lapho ohlala khona kungaphi. Kwenzakala khonokho?
Kwenzakala ukuthi kuba nobunzima kakhulu, ngibona ngani imigqoqo yakhona imamuningi kakhulu. So ukuthi nxa ungasezoaamasezi kwakhanyelwa ngelisho ibanzi, abantu abaningi abasezi bayevota basala phandle ngoba imigqoqo yakhona isikhulule esiminingi kakhulu kazi okuthi vele kumele kukhanyisisiwe ngelisho ibanzi ngoba kalasala abantu bonke bephandle ba kudingwa lokhu nalokhu, kase bantshintshe bafake lokhu, kase bantshintshe bafake lokhu, kusaqondakayo ukuthi kuyakhona ihamba njani.
So wena nxa ukuthi nxa ubhalisa bajale ukuthini? Bajale ukuthi bafunani Mvuka Juma?
Unafana nxa ukubhalisa uthi kunento eziningi ngani ziyafunakala, ngibona kufunakala futhi kubonakala ukuthi esupa kulencwadi lapho uhlala khona iyafunakala ukuthi kuyazi ukuthi uhlala kuphi. Kulento eziningi ngani ziyadingisiswa laphana, kuba nobunzima kakhulu okokuthi aboni ivoti yakwenza vota njengabantu abalithwana nje bazavota laphana. Ngoba sekule mgoqo esibile ethize esibili laphana.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa Mnumzana Juma, phosele ukugcina baba.
Yebo,
siyabonga Mnumzana, sibongele kakhulu.
Ngicela ukungena kumehluleli lapho.
Ye, ngena makumalo khona.
Mehluleli, I hear you loud and clear. If my judgment is correct, I'm sure you're outside Zimbabwe. That is a sign that you ran away from something. Because how do you run away from such a beautiful country, from your loved ones, to go outside there? Obviously, you ran away from something. So as Zimbabweans, we cannot sit and fold our hands and look at the issue that ZANU-PF will not budge. We have to fight. As much as you ran away, you left home for somewhere else, it was a sign. So for us, we are going to fight with everything that we have, because we are fighting for our livelihood and the livelihood of our kids. Yes. ZANU-PF is controlling ZEC, but we will keep fighting until our demands are met, because if we don't fight, we will die as we are already dying. We are suffering. We have to fight. On Chirumanzu. Chirumanzu, my role as a legislator, there are three roles: oversight, legislative, and representative. I make a law when the respective government institution brings an idea pertaining to the work that they are doing. So if that idea comes, it then has to come. So I make that legislation. Unfortunately, two-thirds majority, we don't have it as opposition. ZANU is running the two-thirds. Obviously, everything is going to be rubber-stamped. As ZANU-PF people do not want to give Zimbabwean the freedom that they are looking for. And secondly, don't insult us to say that squatters is tough luck. That's an insult. You are a squatter where you are. Why did you leave home? Because you realize that things are tough at home. You went and squatted in another country.
Honorable Kumalo, Mr. Chirumanzu is there. He's based in Harare.
Ah, so Chirumanzu, if you are based in Harare, you are singing for your supper. Because you are one of the looters who are stealing from Zimbabweans and whilst we are suffering. And we are saying to people like you, no, enough is enough. We are sick and tired of being sick and tired. People like you are destroying the lives of the future generation. So don't tell us that squatters are tough luck. Squatters were created by ZANU-PF. Because there's no way if you are a government to decide that people
country.
Where they are staying
it was
is
members
good.
Of the
you
MDC
first of all create a place for them to go and stay before you destroy
so you
where they are staying.
Let's have
the people
let's,
of this country. So
yeah, I gave you time when you were talking. Give me the time for me to talk. And then you will answer me. I have no problem, comrade.
Yes,
and I will respond to you. So don't stop me from talking. I'm trying to tell you my position. You've given me your position. Let me respond to you. Don't
Mr. Chirumanzu.
People like you are thieves who are stealing from Zimbabweans where you are eating a caviar and dog handling. It's thieves who are stealing from us. And we are saying, people like you, you have to change your ways. Because remember, you also have a child whom you sent to school outside Zimbabwe. He or she has graduated, and they come home. They are sitting at home, and you are hanging their certificates on the wall. So you and me are feeling the same pinch this time around. That your child is at home, unemployed, he has nothing, or he has nothing to do. Because people like you are stealing from these kids.
I think our guest, Honorable Kumalo, and Mr. Chirumanzu, I think we are digressing a bit. We'll have that debate of sanctions and other issues on another day. But let's talk about
the population of Zimbabwe. Is that is an area where you say
is it not
for the record
that
MDC and I'm saying
is
that is an insult.
Hello.
It is man-made.
Well documented. It's recorded.
Those squatters were man-made by ZANU-PF. Because how do you as a government
find people... Let's have a commercial break. Honorable Kumalo.
We are not squatters, comrade. You are a thief, comrade.
Yeah, Honorable Kumalo, let's have a break for a while.
You must be brought to book. You are one of the thieves that are stealing from us.
Let's have a short break. Just say... Those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And
you are a sellout.
Okay,
just
and Honorable Kumalo,
just a second. Yes.
Let's cool off a bit. And for those of you mm-hmm. who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about voter registration ahead of elections next year, according to draft regulations by the Zimbabwe Election Commission, or ZEC. It's mandatory for people to produce proof of residence. Of course, as you are hearing, this has caused a heated debate in the country, with some people saying there's no need for that, as it might lead to some people, especially the youths, not being able to vote because they cannot produce that evidence. Yet others are saying, no, it is very possible everyone lives somewhere, and therefore they must bring the proof of where they live, and then they can register. Gibbs.
Now, there are several messages that have been posted by people on our Facebook pages. Remember, we're live streaming VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. So here are the messages, blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Livingstone Flexus Masango says, come down, you two, and let's say a lot of things. Let's answer questions. And then we've got Luke Letabo Jambaya, mm-hmm. who says, what's the use of having a proof of residence if a person has got the country EID? Isn't that a proof enough that somebody is a citizen who has got some legal rights to vote? Maybe if they require something like a birth certificate together with the ID, maybe that could be a little bit complicated. But if you have got an ID, it's enough. Then we've got King Dabaswanda, who says, but people of Zimbabwe are not serious by saying they want a solution to this crisis. I called a meeting to give them the solution, but they didn't attend one day. I'm a traditional leader. the kingdom of Zimbabwe. The solution is that if over, I think he mixed up things there. So maybe we'll talk to him. And
the solution is there only if people can wait.
Yeah, okay.
With the king.
That's it. Then we've got MJ Inongobe who says, that's an old tactic, you know. We can't accept that kind of rubbish. So people are really angry here. Eh?
Mm-hmm. I think we must work with the king.
I think so. The king called the meeting and people didn't attend.
Well, tinengwe mtereri vahove vari ku South Africa. Makadi vahove.
Nofara hangu makadi no.
Aiwa tiripo. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa. Vamwe vari kuti ngaivhiwe. Vamwe vari kuti aiwa ngaisa vhiwe. Ngati ibvura udze tinzwe.
Yes. Ipa pakaoma baba.
Mhm.
Asi veki zvairi kuita tinongoona zvinambosiyana nezvaitwa navamudede nezvinoitwa nemamwe makurukota ari muhurumende okuti havatangi vataura nevanhu kuti vanzwe pfungwa dzavo vanongoti kungonyora vari pasi voda vanaunza kuti tati zvakati havatauri nevamwe vaifanirwa kuti vataure nemapato anopikisa nemamwe awo non-governmental organizations kuti vamboona kuti zvinoitwa sei kwete ngoti mutemo wava kuti zvakati asi vakambobvumirana kuti hai mutemo uyo toubvisa iye zvinova kuita nhau yavari kuita ndirokutirira kuti moziva vechidiki vari kutanga kurejista va nevamwewo vanenge vane zvinhu zvavanomhanyira kuita havatomborina nguva yekuti vanoenda kwavashe kuno kana kuenda kumbohwera achikumbira landlord kuti ndinyorerewo tsamba ndikudai nokuti zvinoitika nezvekuti vanhu vezanu p f chaivo chaivo zvavanoitwa vanokunonorejestiwa kuya rongoenda riri bepa vongoenda vari mukue vachingorejestiwa imi musingazikamwe hamuisi ipapo kana muri vemamwe mapato ndo dambudziko riripo manje iroro zvokuti registration yadoitwai kusati kwavhotewa hakuna bato rakahwina kunze kwezanu p f ndo nhau inenge ichitovapo.
Mm-hmm. Asika haisi kodzero here vapato acho aya nai vahove kuti vaende vaone kuti vanhu vavo vanyoresa kuvhota kana ZANU PF ichiita izvozvo chii chinopawo kuti ivo vatadze kuti vanhu vavo vaende kunovhota
zvinoitika chero zvakaitwa zviya zvaitwa neyayava mudede ndiyo yakanga ichirejista handiti vakaenda tangati ndakambomiramira zvangu ndiriko ndiri pa2013 paya vana nhingi ava vana chikwinya vakazama kumiramira varipo vachiona zvaiitika asi havana kana chavakagona kuita nokuti kwaingorejestwa nhamba yavaida nevanhu kuti uzive kuti vamwe vanozorejestwa nguvai hazvizikamwe ndo dambudziko riripo isusu handisi kuziva kuti nyika ingaitwa sei shuwa munhu ungashingirira chaiko chaiko kuramba achidhonzera nyika kumawere chaiko chaiko ishuwa nyika yadai zvoda kuti vanhu ivava havafungi nezvegeneration ichatevera bodi hazvinhu zvisina kunaka izvo zvokuti vanofanirwa kuti vatomboona zvokuita vambonzwawo tsitsi nomunhu wega wega shuwa yanga iri nyika yezimbabwe yanga iri nyika izere uchi nomukaka asi iko zvino shuwa voramba vachidoshingirira kuramba vakabatirira ngavaregedze nyika igadzike pakaiuya government of national unity zvinhu zvakamboita sekuti zvoita nani ngavamboregavo kumbopinda vamwe vagadzirise zviri kuita kuna nazambia kune dzimwe nyika kuti panomboenda kupinda rimwe bato pachimbouyawo rimwe bato zvinenge zvakanaka asi kungoramba muchingoti kusvika yafa yagwadama iita sechikamba chakavata nemanhu yedu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vahove Gibbs ngubani
yes ndo baba umhlanga ecingweni ngeba umhlanga ungatshona njani
yebo baba linjani
isiphilile umhlanga ungaphi khona baba umhlanga
ngize kwekwe
kunjani kwekwe
hayi kwekwe ku right umkhandi nje baba
ye so ke nantu dabu lizwile
ngizwile baba ngilalele
phose lakho baba.
All right, hayi mina ngizacala ukubonga umama uMakhumalo lo lapha e-studio la. Nje ngithi ngimcele nje ukuthi mama esikele ukuthi nje ungaze watsho nilandela abantu asebekuleli lizwe laba bafana nabogajuro chigayo ukuthi abantu chiri umazi. Laba bantu sebekuleli lizwe iZimbabwe namhlanje sibe nqonga ngenxa yalaba bantu.
Yes, I was going to say, I want to be balanced lapho kwenze ukuthi kungahluphi ukuthi sibe le one side uyabona nxa ule lamacele wonke kungcono siyabiza nje kuphela ngoba lapha singathi isquare sokuthi abantu bakhuluma bakufisayo loba kubuhlungu kanganani bakukhuluma kodwa nxa kulokulungiswa kulungiswa baba
angithi yabona kade sikhuluma kunje baba kuvele khona phezulu baba abantu abaningi abaseko baphumile baphandle belizwe angithi wathi wakabavoti lapha
yeah.
Bonaba abantu abalishwana basele abanye bangkhona ba-displace abasendaweni ezijeneyo bebalekisa yibo abantu bezano futhi manje nxa sokuthiwa-ke umuntu baphinde ayethatha kusobhuku evele esazi ukuthi ngowezano uzanika yini leyo ncwadi le so yinto esikhala ngayo kodwa-ke ngicela ukuthi ngimtshele ubaba uthile manje ukuthi kakukho okungapheliyo okungapheliyo kuyahlola nje ngelinye ilanga uzazibona sengaphandle kwala amafutha abakuwa abawadla lezi nsuku anti bayasutha bona ngoba kabasweli lutho ye yikho engithanda ukuthi ngikukhulume nje kasiqhubekeleni phambili bantu benkosi kuyahluthekwa sihlutshwa ngabantu ababaziwayo abasuthayo kodwa-ke hhayi sizaphumelela
emhlanga baba sibongile kakhulu
ngiyabonga lingikhumbule njalo ngiyathanda ukukhuluma ufuna ukube sixoxa baba endabeni lapho
hhayi kuhle baba mhlanga sisenza njalo baba Yeah, so that was Mr. Mhlanga is in Kwekwe. You know, he says, don't bring these ZANU-PF people here. He doesn't want to hear them, you know. He says, you know, at the end of the day, they are the same people who have driven millions of people to go to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
But then I told him, you know, this is a public sphere, you know,
indeed,
where everybody has to tell us whatever he has or she has.
Zimbabweans, despite the political differences.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, one day we will all go, but Zimbabwe remains.
But he made a certain point. He says, if a chief knows me, that I'm an MTCT supporter or whatever, he won't give me a letter to say, go and register to vote. So he's very much concerned about that.
Maybe let's go to Mr. Achurumanzi. You are hearing what some people are saying. They are still concerned about the issue of chiefs and headmen that they allege clearly. I mean, the Constitution clearly says...
But dambudziko riripo ndorokuti MDC ine nzvimbo dzayakahwina kumaruzevha kuna madzishe. Now, can we conclude kuti in those areas the chiefs or the headmen or the village heads support MDC? If it is so, then the very same chief headman and village head will issue those proof of residences. So case closed. If there are areas where ZANU-PF won through the collaboration of chiefs, headmen, and villages, definitely in those areas, ZANU-PF will win. So the equation balances. So there is no need for us to cry. There is no need for the people to accuse chiefs, villages, and headmen.
But elections, Mr. Chirumanzu, is it all about winning or giving the people the right to vote?
No, well, in this case, this is precisely so you are right. People are given the right to vote under certain conditions, and those conditions need to be fulfilled. So the issue is that, I can't remember the other gentleman who contributed, the issue is that all political parties that are interested in exercising their rights must educate their supporters to take action. They need to conscientize them like yesterday. If they are prepared to win or
to make sure that the ZANU-PF loses, definitely it will lose.
Mm-hmm.
If the ZANU-PF is going to tell its people the way to do things, the way the government wants or the way ZEC wants, definitely ZANU-PF is going to win.
Mm-hmm. But do you think, Mr. Chirumanzu, that these chiefs with all these complaints coming from the people, they are neutral?
Yes, they are neutral. I gave you an example that there are areas where MDC won.
Despite the chiefs, right?
So can we conclude to say that those chiefs support MDC?
No, I am saying the MDC might have won despite the influence of the chiefs. But I'm saying there have been complaints, even in the constitution, it's clearly stated that they should be apolitical. But is that what is happening?
There is nothing like that. That is, you know, a fantasy. There is no way a chief can be apolitical. Mm-hmm. There is nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every chief, a chief is a human being.
Mm-hmm.
He follows the programs being enunciated by these political parties.
Mm-hmm.
If he or she thinks that this party is good, definitely will support that party.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way. It's just the same like Honorable Kumalo. She is a member of MDC, but that does not mean that she supports even members of ZANU-PF, which she knows.
Mm-hmm.
But it is said she needs to be apolitical. But that is not the case.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Kumalo?
You know, there are certain terms. But the practical,
the constitution is the supreme law of any country, and it must be respected. You are confirming that we have no respect for the rule of law in this country. Where still the supreme law, which is the constitution of Zimbabwe, where ZANU-PF and the MDC and all other organizations went to the people to consult them of how they wanted to be ruled in terms of the laws of this country. You are now telling me that a chief cannot be apolitical when the constitution says they are apolitical. So you are confirming that you are already written. Having said that, Churumanza, I think zvakanaka kuti timborespectana. Samama muchitaura ndandakaterera baba.
Mr. Churumanza, let's
have
dialogue.
This is dialogue. Yeah. Second, and I'm saying, you are now breaking the constitution of Zimbabwe if you are saying there's nothing called apolitical. That's what the supreme law says. You are violating the law and you must be brought to book. The issues of chiefs, that MDC won where there were chiefs. For your own information, 2008, Mr. Churumanzu, you killed 500 plus of MDC, from DCC supporters, especially in the rural areas, for having supported the MDC and you had lost the elections. So the freedom after voting is what we are saying as MDC, that stop intimidating people, killing people, maiming people, burning people's homes, taking away people's animals, raping women, infecting them with AIDS. We are saying it is our constitutional right to vote.
No,
the chief has no say in anything that has to do with voting. The chief's role is to look after every person within his community, MDC or not, ZANU-PF or not, because they all fall under his jurisdiction. So he should not select people just because ZANU-PF has forced him to do that. After all, you have the Sabukus whom you are paying $25 and you want them to sacrifice the livelihood of Zimbabweans because of the mere $25 that you are giving them, which is a huge insult, because even you cannot even go for lunch with $25 with the type of food and areas where you eat. So stop insulting our traditional leaders. Those people are there with Vaipaite Chivanu and Zivai Kuti Pachivanu Chedu. Zvamuri kuita izvozvo zvichakumukirai. Nguva dzainokuzvinokumukirai.
Honorable Kumalo,
uchaona kuti hamuna kungwara.
Can you give him the chance to respond?
Tsika nemagariro.
Honorable Kumalo, Honorable Kumalo, let's give him the right to respond. Mr. Chirumanzu,
yes, you know, you are saying, no, look, in the first place, Who came up with that law? Is it not parliamentarians? And now you are accusing us. Am I a member of parliament? But you are there as a member of parliament. And at the end of the day, you even allow a lot of things, you know, destroying our own culture as a member of parliament. Is it not true?
Comrade Chulumanzu, when you are talking of parliament, I was responding to your answer where you said the issue of traditional leaders being apolitical is nonsensical. It's not possible.
And I am saying that's what
the Supreme Law says. They have to be.
Let me respond to you, guys.
I'm responding here. It was you who said that there is no way that chiefs can be apolitical.
Where they are supposed to be.
You said chiefs cannot be apolitical. It's a constitutional requirement. They have to be apolitical because of the simple religion.
We are now talking about each other, not each other.
Another break.
Another break. It's cool of course. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about voter registration. Zek has produced a draft for voting, and they are saying that those who want to register must provide proof of residence. And of course, the opposition has come out guns blazing, accusing the ruling ZANU-PF party of wanting to rig the elections. But ZANU-PF is saying, no, wait a minute. The opposition knows that it's going to lose anyway. And this is why they are saying that the election will be rigged. We want to hear from you. Our guests this evening, we have Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, MDCT, Deputy Spokesperson and Member of Parliament. And we also have Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu, a political analyst who is ZANU-PF leaning. Gibbs.
Now, I've got a message from Mubanga Tinashe David, who says, Isu, we are already ruled out of voting by this trick. So there's still that kind of consent blessing that, you know, this is going to leave many people out of the voting process. So according to the electoral voter regulations that are coming out, you know, I'll read a section that actually stipulates something about the residents. And that is Section 5, Subsection 1. He says, for the purposes of registering as a voter shall be required to provide a residential address to be filled in on the claim form for registration and affirm before the voter registration officer that A, he or she resides at the address given, or B, the address so given is the intended address to be used by the voter for purposes of registration. That sounds a little bit problematic, right? So maybe that's exactly what we're talking about. So at the end of the day, Makumalo, kukaya ngazani ke ongani kufuna izeki lapha kungani nga abantu bedinga ezincwadi lese emelika konapha bathi sinike iproof of residence ukuthi uhlala ngapi enxa emtshina le abasebeyizuzile iyakubuza wonke kona ukuthi faka ke iproof nga wazafaka ke iproof akusebenzi enxa kunjalo kunjalo Makumalo.
Hayi asithi mtshina nele yabuza ukuthi umtshina lo ubuze ukuthi ufuneka iproof uyabufitiwe ngumtshina vele kuzawe i-software yangkhona bese kufitwa imele utshele umtshina lo ukuthi hayi bo i-proof of resident kayidingakali uvelu lesithupha and isithupha kuba lula ngoba umudede uzakwanelisa ukuthi abe le evidence okutshengisa ukuthi isithupha lesi ngesikatabitha Kumalo uvele enkaya ngu-41 i-ID number ngu-08179415S41 kuyakonfirma lokungaokusemaphepheni kahulumende khathi indlu suyidingelani ke njengoba kuyakhombisa ukuthi ngisizalwane sasezimbabwe asazini sonke nxa usuyathatha isithupha kumele uhambe le-birth certificate kuqala sasithiwa ama-birth certificate amafitshane ayengabhalwa abazali kwathiwa noko akutshintshwe sithola ama-birth certificate amade azabhala abazali etshengisa ukuthi umzali wami ngubani ngobani lamabizo abo yikho kwakwenza ukuthi ngitholeni isithupha kanti selifuna obunye ubufakazi obedlula ngaphi bona lo belanika khona isithupha okwatshengisa ukuthi ngazalwa ngabazali abasezimbabwe bangizala lami ngisezimbabwe lami sengimzimbabweni
Aikwazvara zvobamba kona pomwe akachana. Ulo munthu kona po.
Tinenge tine mwe mutereri. Makadi ndofunda ndivagoronga.
Ya, ndizvo chazvo mwana mai.
Aiwa taura henyu tinzwe mapinda muchirongwa.
Ya, muchirongwa atavamo sekutaura kwenyu. Ndoda kuti nditaure zviri maringe nenyaya yatangwa iyo kunzi vanhu vanofanira kuva nemaproof of residence. Tagara tinoziziva nzira dzinoshandiswa nezanu dzakawanda dzinotsvaga kuti vabirire nadzo. Asi isu ngatisaregedza svimbo nokuti gudo ravhara kumeso. Nzira dzavo idzodzodzo kana zviri pamwe dzingatonetsa kana kuri kumadhorobheni. Kumaruzevha chaiko masakuvaka mazhinji akuziva zvinonyanya kuvarwadza kuti mari dziya dzavanopuwa dzavanonzi imari dzavo dzemuhoro ma-$25 dzavanosafisira vanhu vachidziwana. Asi mari idzodzo havasi kutodziwana. Kutaura kuno vanenge vatova kana nemwedzi mitanhatu yoda kutowedzerazve vasati vaona mari idzodzo. Saka vanhu ivava vakatogumbuka zvikuru kuti atotaura kwandotoitaini ndori mwana wasakuvaka. Masakuvaka mazhinji vaakuziva. Saka isu ngatisanyanya kudzokera sure nenyaya yekuti vanhu vari kunzi zvinhu zvacho zvinenge zvakaoma. Ngatirambe tichisungana navo masakuvaka iwavo kana ari madzishe kumadhorobheni ikoko. Vakomana itai pulani. Ngatisamirira kuti tingozoridza mhere. Ngatiridze mhere asi isu tine maitiro atinenge tichitavo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagoronga paSouth Africa.
Ya, muve nezuva rakanaka baba.
Aiwa nemiwo.
Rakanakai.
Todzoka kwamuri vachirumanzu. Asi vachirumanzu iyo nyaya yekuti kana paakuitwa sarudzo muZimbabwe munoita kunetsana kwakanyanya zvakadai. Handizvo here zvinozoita kuti pamberi apo nyika iti unge yakageza negoka munyama nenyaya yesarudzo dzinenge dzisina kufambiswa zvakanaka. Kana kuti dzinenge dzichinzi hadzina kufambiswa zvakanaka.
Zvinogona kunge zvine chokwadi asi kune shoko ratinofanira kuziva zvokuti iro kuigona mbavha kuirongera. Ndingakupai mufananidzo wemari yamabond notes nemadhola iyaya. Mukatarisa for all along mari yedu yanga ichidonedzwa because tatine mari tikati aha ngatichishandisa yavo iva vanorwisana nesu. Saka muchiona zvatonhorera aha ngatishandisa yemabond mari isingakwanisi kushenda kune dzimwe nyika because ichaaffectwa nenei yatinoti pachiri kuinflation. Saka ZANU-PF hurumende yeZimbabwe inoziva kunobva hosha yokuti maZimbabwe atambure. Izvi zvinozikamwa navanhu chete vanoudzamo vane njere nezvamatongero wenyika. Sokutaura kwandamboita kokuti hazvishamisi zvunhu zvinozikamwa pachena chero vanhu vakada kuramba ivava vana maikumalo ivava vanozviziva kuti MDC yakafomwa navarungu zvichinzi musatora minda. This is why you find that today kumasupporters MDC chayo chayo vanotozva kuti leadership yavo MDC hapana munhu ane famu. Inyaya yokuti vanoziva kuti vakavana mafamu mari dzavanopiwa dzokuti varwise Zimbabwe vanhu vatema vanoda kutorwa nyika yavo havazopiwi ndozvikonzero zviripo. Asi mukavabvunza nawe inini handiti chamahara unogozoda kushaya chamahara sei iro ririvhu rako. Saka ndati kuigona mbavha kuirongera muchidimbu tingataura wo chichi kana munhu ane shungu dzokuda kuvhota chero zvikanzi unotanga wakwira mumuti kuti ugovhota. I will tell you vanhu vanokwira mumiti kuti vachivhota.
Aiwa tichiri mumuti imomo honorable Chirumanzu
vanoida nokubva vati okay
honorable Chirumanzu
zvaramba asi chirega tinde ku
tinotenda zvikuru vachirumanzu
nguva yedu vana Chirumanzu ndosaka makuda proof of residence
nguva yedu ndoyadyana na tinotenda zvikuru vedare. We want to take this opportunity to thank honorable Tabitha Kumalo MDCT and political analyst ZANU-PF Leaning Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our producers and engineers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And the last word comes from Kio Mtombana, who says, are those in Uzumba going to produce proof of residence? He says, I doubt. This is Kip Stuber in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.